Netanyahu expresses regret over hospital strike that killed 20 in Gaza. By Joel B. Polak on August 25, 2025. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed regret Monday over an airstrike at Nasser Hospital in the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis that killed 20 people, including rescuers and several journalists. Early reports suggested that the hospital was hit twice, a second time as rescue personnel arrived. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, acknowledged the event and expressed regret, and said an inquiry had been launched. Netanyahu said in a statement from the Prime Minister's office, "Israel deeply regrets the tragic mishap that occurred today at the Nasser Hospital in Gaza. Israel values the work of journalists, medical staff, and all civilians. The military authorities are conducting a thorough investigation. Our war is with Hamas terrorists. Our just goals are defeating Hamas and bringing our hostages home." The IDF also issued a lengthy statement. Earlier today, IDF troops carried out a strike in the area of Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. "We are aware of reports that harm was caused to civilians, including journalists. I would like to be clear from the start, the IDF does not intentionally target civilians. The IDF makes every effort to mitigate harm to civilians, while ensuring the safety of our troops. Any incident that raises concern in this regard is addressed by the relevant mechanisms in the IDF. We are operating in an extremely complex reality. Hamas terrorists deliberately use civilian infrastructure, including hospitals, as shields. They have even operated from the Nasser Hospital itself. Hamas began this war, created impossible fighting conditions, and is preventing its end by still holding 50 hostages. Having said that, as a professional military committed to international law, we are obligated to investigate our operations thoroughly and professionally. The chief of the general staff has instructed that an inquiry be conducted immediately to understand the circumstances of what happened and how it happened. Reporting from an active war zone carries immense risk, especially in a war with a terrorist organization such as Hamas, who cynically hides behind the civilian population. As always, we will present our findings as transparently as possible. We regret any harm to uninvolved individuals and are committed to continue fighting Hamas, while taking all the necessary precautions. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters during an unrelated press conference in the Oval Office that he was not happy about the attack. Other countries were far more harsh in their criticism and condemnation. Earlier in the war, Hamas falsely accused Israel of attacking a hospital and killing 500 people. The lie spread throughout the media until Israel showed that the strike was caused by terrorists and hit the parking lot. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Zionist Conspiracy Wants You, now available on Amazon. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.